Praise the Lord, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And say the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
His mercies endures forever. Now that's hallelujah for you. That's crying unto the Lord. Today's Mother's Day, and we celebrate our mothers on this side of the world. Permit me to roll back on something. Our origin, we celebrate our mothers every day. Alright? Just like Brother Shay was saying, we all have memories of our mom. One thing that is cool about mom is that she seems to be a peacemaker, she seems to be a patient one in the house, and everything seems to be nice and cool. But I don't know about your moms or the moms present here, but one thing I remember very well is like, when mom is happy, everything is nice and cool. When mommy is upset or mad at you, your father will not save you, because he's only you. Angels cannot save you. Maybe Jesus can save you, but you need only God to save you from the hands of a very angry mom. Anybody identifies with what I'm saying? Good. So even though they are very cool, but when they come on cool, only God can save you from their hands. I remember mommy saying that when she wants to comfort me, you know, with the hand, left and right hand of righteousness, she would say, this is going to hurt me as much as it's going to hurt you. I don't know what she's talking about, because I'm the one that dances up and down the place where she said, come back here, and continues with the comforting. But we thank God for the comforting that she's given unto us, for today we stand here celebrating the fact that she has done all of those wonderful things. Before we go on in celebrating the mothers, as it were, today, even though we celebrate them every day, permit me to just share a few words concerning our mothers. I'd like to turn your Bible to me today to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse number 20. Genesis 3, verse 20. Father, thank you for the opportunity which you have given unto us to celebrate life here today. Thank you that the winds of change is here upon us, bringing about a change for greatness in our lives. As we look into your word, Father, let your word look back into us, that where changes are needed, it shall occur indeed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, Lord, Almighty God. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Genesis 3:26. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Now look at me for a moment. Adam, even before his wife gave birth to any child, recognized the fact that this woman shall be the mother of all of mankind. Prior to Eve coming into his life, Adam was a very busy man. Busy in the sense that God gave him instructions, commandments on what he was supposed to do. You know, in terms of taking care of the garden, planting, reaping, preparing his own meal, not having any care in the world. He was busy naming animals as God has instructed him. Now, it was God's idea that it was not good for a man to be alone. The man did not know that he was all by himself, but as far as he was concerned, his routine was till the ground, name the animals, make sure all of creation was in order, and go to sleep and wake up again and start the routine. But God said it's not good for man to be alone. It was God's idea that man needed a helpmate. A helpmate, not a slave, but rather a companion, somebody to help converse with him at a physical plane, somebody that he can communicate with, and ultimately somebody that will be a destiny helper unto him. So God made Adam go into a place of sleep, and when he woke up, Adam woke up and saw God bringing this woman unto him. Now, for those of us that know the story pretty well, rather than Adam continuing to do the job that God has given unto him, the moment he saw this pretty damsel coming his way, he forgot everything that he was doing. And he began to say a lot of nonsense that almost did not make any sense. He said, "Behold," when he saw the pretty girl coming, "a man shall depart from his father and his mother." This is a guy that didn't have a dad or a mom, who was not created by God, but he was speaking things that were not as if they were. He said, "Behold, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his own wife, and they shall become one flesh." So this man, the moment he saw this pretty girl, he began to give some serious words and serious lyrics that made no sense. For the male folks, the married men, I mean, can you remember the very first time you saw that lady? Everything you were saying, if you're honest, was just pure garbage to the rest of the people around you. Why did he say she was the best thing that will ever happen to you and all the others? What are you talking about? But only you saw what was great about her, while no other person saw what was great in her. I see greatness sitting in front of me here, all the mothers in the house. I will celebrate you because you are destiny helpers. We'll celebrate you because you are the one that wiped away the loneliness and brought companionship into our life. And God will continually strengthen you for this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Being a helpmate has characteristics that every woman has within her. Some of you may know this, some of you may have never heard of it, but the important thing is that we want to remember what this women, what they stand for in our lives. One thing is this: a woman can be a very good friend. Everybody say friend.
Friend.
When we're talking about a friend, we're saying you have somebody that you can have a conversation with, somebody that you can relate with at a basic level. And being a friend, it being a friend to Adam, was there, as it were, to remove that loneliness in his life. Now, Adam could not speak animal, even though the animal understood him. But with that woman there, at least Adam can exercise his vocal cords and have somebody speak to him in a language that he could equally understand. So a woman is a friend, a very good friend. Now, when the basic foundation of friendship has been built, a woman can be a lover. Say lover. Say lover. Okay, say lover. A lover. Now, when we're talking about a lover has been moved beyond just mere friendship, but we're now beginning to talk at a deeper level of relationship. Being a lover is saying that I can reveal some things to you, while you can reveal some things unto me likewise. Being a lover, say, I can cover your nakedness while you can equally cover my own nakedness. So, being a lover is simply saying that for the male folk, not only do you have someone that you can converse with at a physical plane, but you can have a conversation with at a spiritual level also in your life. Well, if she's a friend, if she's a lover, the next natural thing that could come about is that she can become a wife. Say wife.
Right.
Now, when we're talking about a wife, we're saying a status has been put into place. Not only do we have the foundation of friendship and we have become close companion to be lovers, but now she can now help you, as it were, to bring continuity into your life as much as she brings continuity into our own life likewise. Being a wife is saying that it's not just at a physical plane, not only at a soulish plane, but also at a spiritual plane. Saying now being a wife at all level of existence, we are one. So being a wife automatically changes the status of a man. For the man no longer is regarded as just an ordinary man, but he said now he is a husband and potentially a father. Now, a woman could be a friend. A woman could be a lover. A woman could equally be a wife. And because she's a wife, now brings about the one we're talking about today. And what will a woman be? A mother. So being a friend is great. Being a lover is fantastic. Being a wife is looking into the future of great things that can occur from that loving relationship. But being a mother now changes everything as a whole. For as a mom, Adam saw her, said, "This one shall be the mother of all living." From his own inner eye, he recognized that, yes, she's my friend. Yes, she's my lover. Yes, she's my wife. But I equally recognize that the generation yet unborn will come through this woman. So being a mom is a great thing for a woman to be. Can you imagine if, I don't know how to imagine it, that there were no women at all. But the whole concept of womanhood came from God. And no woman is a mystic. She is on purpose. Even if man does not recognize that with that woman, great things can occur in his life, God knows exactly why he created women into our lives. But because she's a mother, everything changes. If not for the mother, there's no way we'll have any generation coming through. If not for mothers, there's no way we're going to have children. If not for mothers, there's no way we will have a focus that even when we're gone, we will have our seeds becoming trees and creating more seeds. So I celebrate the whole concept of motherhood because it makes a lot of sense. Every woman can be your friend. Every woman, I take that back. Every woman can be your friend. Maybe a couple could be in love with you. Only one should be your wife. Please, if possible, let only one be a mom. But the important thing is that I see a woman as a all-in-one, as a friend, as a lover, as a wife, and as a mom. But you know what? There's also one aspect of womanhood that's also in existence, and that is a career woman. Say that with me. A career woman. Now, when I say a career person or woman, I think of a woman, at least here in this church, all of us women I see in here are not just what we call mere housewife, but they do have a career. And when I'm talking about a career, I'm saying they have a career that can make them independent of any man, but they understand the principle that they are helpmates, supporters. They're there to see to it that their man's life becomes better, even as their own life is equally improving. What I celebrate about them is that they have careers that they can be proud of, that yes, they are cool. And I celebrate that every, at least I know my own women in here, that none is lazy, none is just there to keep on eating and growing big and doing nothing, but they're there to supply stuff. And for that, I celebrate them. It's very chance to have this man. You see, the joy of women, womanhood, being a friend, a lover, a wife, a mom, and equally a career woman makes our world a better place. No matter what is being said out there, I do understand that women are fantastic. They're great. A guy wrote a story about women in the scripture, and we often read this on Mother's Day, and I just want us to go through it, and then we'll celebrate our mothers. Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 10, true to the end. Proverbs 31 from verse 10 to 31. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For a prize is far above rubies. Our heart, of the heart of our husband, God simply trusts in her. So he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Husbands, how many of you have wives that will do you evil all the days of her life? Don't be shy. We'll pray for you. I pray for her too. Now look at this. This is talking about friendship, but look at this one. She seeks wool and flax and walketh willingly with her hands. That's a career woman. She's like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rise also while it's yet night and give meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers the field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arm. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. I hope you understand what we're talking about, the women here. This is not a busy woman. This is a woman that's on point. She lays her hands upon the spindle and her hands hold off the distaff. Whatever that means, I don't even know. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reached forth her hands to the needy. That's being generous. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Gentlemen, I see it every time we're in here. Do our women dress good or not? Do they dress good or not?
Yes.
Not you. The rest of you. Do they dress good or not?
Yes.
Are you not proud of the way they dress? They dress sharp. And they look good in whatever they're putting on. Right? Verse 25. Strength and honor are clothing, and she rejoices in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom and her tongue with the laws of kindness. She looks well in all the ways of her household and eat not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Mothers, your children will look back to these days and they will say, thank God I have a mother like that. Please say amen now.
Amen.
I said your children will look back and say, thank God for a mother like this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whether your husband likes it or not, whether he tells you or he doesn't tell you, I guarantee you, my dear sisters, they are proud of you. They might behave as if they don't care, but it's because they are confident you take your business, that's how they behave the way they behave. But I guarantee you, your husband is proud of you and he will call you praise indeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The men doesn't have done righteously, but thou art excellent among them. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be called praise. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own walk praise her in the gates. My dear sisters, the works of your hand will continually praise you at your gates in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The works of your hand happen to be your children. I guarantee you, whatever is the desire in your heart towards those gates shall come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not only will your labor not be in vain, but the fruit of your labor, you will eat of it indeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, one of the beauty about mothers, women, is that they are cool creatures. You see, being a friend is great. Being a lover is even better. You know, I close with this. It's okay, I can say these things now. About 2 weeks ago, it was 22 years that Botswana and I had been married, and I look back and say, wow, 22 years, that's quite a few, you know, and celebrate life for that. Now, see, I remember that before I knew she would be the wife, she was just a member in church, and that was nothing. That was one of the people. But when finally I knew she was the one, every other thing I was saying changed. I understood what other men by saying, behold, the man shall leave his mother and his son. All those things. Everything changed. I remember the very first time I went to her parents' home, and that was when I knew that there was love in the air. She decided that she was going to cook. Probably that was the first time she was cooking jollof rice. And I remember that her mom was struggling behind the kitchen, and let us wait for example, I'll be myself. Of course, when the jollof rice came out, it was way better than brown rice. And, well, it tasted good. It tasted my past. And that's what love does to me. And that was rolled as poor and easy, but I just said, this is a good thing. What else? Look like that. I said, no, this is good. I like it. The first time she cooked stew, the amount of orange on the stew was enough to find the girl. But I took it out of love. Then I knew I was in love. Adam, when was in love? When it was dinner time, they brought him apple. As far as I was concerned, he saw mango. He ate it because was in love. And when it was time to come alive, fantastic things happened. And when finished being a mom, I reduced the size of home, the sense of the attention of children that come. But everything together made me understand and have this kind of crazy respect for womanhood. I've been privileged to see, apart from her, about three other women giving birth to children. And I tell you, men, for those who are coming behind, you need to remember your wife is giving birth. It gives you a new level of respect for the pain they go through and coming out with those children. But this is what I want you to go out with, my sisters. You are blessed and highly favored indeed in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You see, your beauty is not just on the outside, but it's equally on the inside. One thing I'm certain about is that don't please ever give up on your kids. You brought them to this world, and I know that you will guide them to the highest high. Indeed, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For you to do this, you're showing yourself to be like God, who is the Father of all creation. In your cooperation with God, that's why it all exists. If not for you, there will be no mankind. And therefore I say, on behalf of all mankind who came through a woman, I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for what you're doing. And I thank you equally for what you do for them. Your labor is not in vain, and shall not be in vain indeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Those hands which you use to raise your children, you shall lay upon things, and those things shall prosper indeed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Even as your mind is bouncing between your career, your husband, your children, your home, the Lord Himself will perfect you, will establish you, He will settle you and He will strengthen you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are celebrated. You are respected. And the tears indeed will become joy in your lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So once again,